Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
So the political season is in full swing for 2018. The California primary recently concluded with the general election coming up our way in November. Locally in the primary election, there were some winners and losers and some initiatives passing as well. In Fortuna, for instance, there was a school bond initiative for the upkeep and repair of many of the local schools. The initiative passed with very low turnout by the electorate. Which is strange that more people do not vote in regards to initiatives that will require repayment of secured bonds for many years to come. Whether you support it or not, I would think that your vote would be important so that your voice would be heard. Oh well, like my dad used to say, if you don't vote, you have no room to complain. On the state level, we can look forward to voting on a referendum to repeal the gas tax put in place by Governor Brown. We'll also elect a new governor, along with a number of other offices. We will see how and if the politics change in the Golden State, or if they stay the same. Nationally, it is the off year for president, but many of the House and Senate offices are in play. We will have to wait and see if it will be a blue wave, as some predict, or if the Republicans retain control of the House and the Senate. I think it is too early to predict with accuracy, but we will see. For now, the economy is strong and growing, which has a great influence on the voter. I do think, however, that neither party, Republicans or Democrats, have a great deal to brag about. The Republicans are having a problem with their majority when it comes time to vote on bills, and the Democrats don't vote in favor of anything. So again, we have a gridlock. Granted, some good things have passed through the House and the Senate, but so much more could have been accomplished. It is hard to believe that our elected representatives cannot work on any type of compromise. Instead, they obstruct. I understand that the Democrats and some Republicans hate President Trump, but the business of the country will continue until President Trump is no longer the president. The level of gamesmanship going on now is at a level like I have never witnessed before. We have lost our real statesmen and women who took their oath of office with conviction and resolve to serve the people, not their own interest and the interest of their party's leaders. Rest assured, this will pass, but I'm not sure of the cost and if we'll ever return to civil discourse when attempting to resolve differences. I would hate to relive some of the shenanigans we have witnessed these past few years. And yes, there is plenty of blame to go around for both Democrats and Republicans. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.